All right, do we talk about the bad parts of the spring game, or do we just skip it entirely?
There were no bad parts of the spring game.
Oh, there were
about?
Bad parts.
What are you talking about?
Knees in particular, or patellars.
Look, the NBA coach injured his patella. It happens.
I feel really bad for Matt Rhule because he was sitting up there in the TV booth and he was like, I want to be anywhere in the world that isn't here right now.
I want to jump out this window and go help my guy.
That's what he should do next year. Next year, bring a parachute with you, like DB Cooper, and say, and you know, just in case something happens and he needs to get down there immediately, he parachutes out the TV broadcast window.
So, like, right when the game started, they said, and there's head coach Matt Rhule, he'll be joining us in the second quarter.
Yeah.
I thought they were just going to have him walking on the field and, like,
No.
Talk to him.
He came up to
in
them.
In the moment,
He came up to them.
Yeah, it was a run belly option. Yeah, like, just, you know.
I felt horrible. He was breaking down some things, but they clearly had some bullet points they wanted to hit with him.
Mm-hmm.
But what, like, I just would have blank slated it. I just would have been like, and I'm no TV producer, but I am a kind of a radio show producer. I do produce radio on a daily basis.
You do.
Bad at that, but. It is still,
that doesn't matter.
It still exists. I just would have blank slated it. I just like, do some play-by-play if you want to. Fire away, coach. And then the guys get hurt. And so you got, I can't remember which one it was, either, you know, Bly Hill or Demetrius Bell, laying on the ground. And Rule's like, oh, my God, I hate that. He literally said out loud, I hate that I'm up here right now. And there were, and I feel bad for Putney because he was like,
so
hey,
that
coach, check
room,
out this...
the new facility.
The new facility, huh?
Looks great.
I got some pictures, and he's like, yeah, it's great. It'll be really nice for us.
It's best in the country. Yeah.
where's my GD parachute? Get me out of here immediately. From the 402, he has a spring game critique. How about next year they make it the gray shirts dark gray instead of off-white so our kick returner doesn't get tackled?
Okay, yeah.
I actually love that.
I second that.
Also, I'll add to this with the gray uniforms. Just put the names back on there. It really fixes about half your problems if you just put the names back on the practice jerseys.
But then we can reuse them and save money.
It can't be about that, right?
I don't know.
I don't know why they did that. It must be like a Matt Rhule, like, team over everything thing.
You play for the name on the front.
Yeah.
Not the name on the back.
But I can't.
Like at Penn State.
I don't think anybody knew who anybody was.
No.
That was the hard part about watching it on TV. I'm like, oh, that looked like a nice run. Who was that?
I knew 15. I knew 10.
Yes. Like, I figured it out on a couple guys, but it took me some time. Like, you would have had to have a roster in front of your face.
It would have really helped.
It would have really helped.
Because also, they're doing play-by-play, but it's really more conversational. It's not, this was the play, now they're at this down and distance.
Yeah, and, you know, God bless Kenny Bell. Wasn't bringing much energy to the table there.
I liked the content of what he was saying, but yes, the energy was very low.
It lacked a little bit. That's okay. That's okay.
I would like him to get another crack at it.
A couple just quick things here before we take a break. Congratulations to Nebraska for beating Iowa 2 out of 3 this weekend. Nice job by them.
2 out of 3.
That's right.
That's
that is
the majority.
A good thing. They will travel down the road and play downtown tomorrow night, theoretically. I heard about another front and a front, and kind of gives me the heebie-jeebies now.
Yeah, it's going to be like 83
and then
not 83.
Yeah, that's definitely not a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have to talk about Creighton for a second. So they're on the verge of being canceled, Josh. I have never even threatened to cancel a team before.
Wow.
And To be clear,
you should. It's fun.
I'm not gonna do it because it would have long term effects, Josh.
You work places where you have to show your face.
Well, I'm just saying,
and defend your tickets.
I'm not gonna cancel them because of this. I think they're good, and I maintain that they're good.
Uh-huh.
But they can't. I mean, the first game that ended up getting pushed back from Friday that ended up being played on Saturday at 11 o'clock, that was a nightmare. They didn't even show up. They were so flat.
Really?
They were so flat for that game.
No excuses, but it was an unideal weekend for Creighton to host a conference series.
Sure.
They needed to overcome the weather and everything.
And they put themselves in a bad spot. The weather didn't help, but honestly, maybe the weather did help. Maybe them losing that game, that third game, ultimately does help mm-hmm. them somewhere down the road with percentage points or whatever it might be. And then, you know, you got the second game of the doubleheader on Saturday, got all the way to the bottom of the eighth. You were losing, you know, you had a 1-0 lead in that game. You left the bases loaded, like all these, like, man. And so the same thing that applies to them during the week applies to them during the weekends. They mm-hmm. just, you know, somebody came into the office, Buff Josh came into the office this morning. He had all these things to say about Shedeur Sanders and whatever, and he's very confident. But then he also said, could you please explain to me Creighton baseball? And I said, here it is. It's actually kind of simple.
And Buff Josh knows about baseball.
They have a bunch of pitchers who are all like the same guy. They don't have a Friday night starter at the moment, and they are piecing together literally everything. Nobody's piecing together Friday and Saturday in college baseball, and so they're just trying to figure it out. Here's what I would do. I don't know what happens tomorrow with them, but obviously the rest of the series now are kind of must wins. Like, you just have to win them all. They're 4-7 in the league. They're not going to make the NCAA tournament if you don't make the conference tournament.
11 games left in the season. Nine of those are conference games. Like, it's probably too late in the season to like do the bit of, oh, they're canceled.
Yeah. But yeah, they need to win series the rest mm-hmm. of the way. Here's what I would do. I think their best pitcher is a freshman from Minot, North Dakota. His name is Eli Nissen. I think he should pitch on Friday nights. And I think he ended up pitching on Saturday. I think, you know, you throw him out there, he's going to give you 70 pitches. Almost all of them are going to be strikes. And he is going to, you know, he's not going to be overpowering in any way, shape, or form. But I think he's the best they have to offer right now. Put him out there on Friday nights. And then let the rest of the week. Because if you get six innings on Friday night, you're set up, right?
Right, right.
But Creighton's doing this thing where and they have no choice, where they have to just like throw the, you know, like, hey, give me six outs on Friday night. Nobody does that. That's why they can't win on the weekend. So it's hard. But man, they are on the brink right now for a team, for their best team in a few years,
mm-hmm.
and they're 30-11, but they are on the brink. Because they're 4-7 in the conference, and they're probably not going to make the conference tournament unless they really turn around the weekend now, immediately.
You got three against St. John's, who's above you in the standings, and then the next week you got three against UConn, who's above you in the standings. Yep. Like,
and then Seton Hall sucks.
They're both road. Those first two are road series, so like tall task, but it's bleep cutting time.
Yeah, even if you get,
as they say,
like, even if you just say, all right, fine, we'll just put it to side, like, we're going to sweep Seton Hall, which I don't think is a guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're 7-7 in the league right now, and you got to win two series the next two weekends. You have to get to 11 conference wins. Gets you to the bottom of, you know, that's going to get you to the bottom of the conference, mm-hmm. The bottom of the four.
They have not swept a conference series this year.
Yeah. So where is it, you know? You got to find it. Jeff writes in on the text line.
In fact, they've only won one conference series this year. That's against Butler.
Jeff writes in on the text line. He says, time for the excuses. No time for the excuses. Maybe they're just not that good, guys. No, they are actually good. That's what makes it so baffling. Right? But they're not. They're really not good in one department. And that's
starting pitching.
Yeah. All right. Quick break. Poll questions. Tell you what to watch on 1620 The Zone.